Once upon a time, boats sailed between New Orleans and Havana twice a day. And those ferries helped connect the city's fabulous music scenes until the U.S. embargo came along in the early 1960s and cut that connection. At around the same time, a group in New Orleans had formed to help keep that city's unique flavor of jazz alive. The Preservation Hall Jazz Band has been playing ever since.
My name is Charlie Gabriel, and I'm the clarinetist and saxophonist with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band from New Orleans. I started playing jazz in 1943 in New Orleans. I'm 11 years old.
I am Ben Jaffe. I play bass with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. I was always aware that there was a very deep historical relationship between Cuba and New Orleans.
In 1956, a friend of mine named James Gidding, he was working down in Motown playing vibes and trumpet and piano. So we were supposed to come to Cuba, and we made big preparation to come. And at the last minute, I got a job. I said, well, look, baby, I don't think I'm going to make it. So that was my dream, to get to Cuba before I leave this universe.
As travel restrictions to Cuba were suddenly relaxing, the seven members decided it was time to make this musical pilgrimage south.
Bienvenidos a La Habana, Cuba.
The first performance we did here in Cuba was at the Maya Theater.
And over the past 2 years, we've been working on a way to get the Preservation Hall Jazz Band to La Habana.
The Teatro Maya is where all the jazz musicians like to play. We performed with Hernan Lopez Nusa, who's an incredibly gifted musician from one of the great Cuban musical families. When Hernan visited, he was playing something on the piano, and I said, oh, that sounds like ragtime. And he said, no, this is a danzón. And I got our piano player, Ricky Monet, to play an old ragtime composition, and Hernan listened to the piece. He goes, oh, no, he said, this is a danzón. I said, no, this is ragtime. Hernan took this as an opportunity to compose a song that explores these places where the musics, you know, kind of kiss each other.
The rhythm is Africa, and the melody is Spanish, and all the rhythm and thing that you usually hear, bolero, cha-cha, tango, ragtime, and Afro-Cuban music. All of that is habanero music. So this music, as it moves around the universe, it does something to the people, and the people does something to the music.
We also got permission to play an outdoor public concert in the historic district of Old Havana. And we took over a tiny square and a pedestrian block. This is something that is fairly commonplace for us to do in New Orleans. The tradition is people march with the parade. They are the parade, really, with the band.
I was so happy to see them join in. I would think that would be about the first time they were exposed to an American concept of a second line. So all we had to do was play the music lively, and everybody start to dance and love it. I'm playing my horn trying to do that. They get right inside the band, and basically you're supposed to go behind the band. The band supposed to be in front, You can second line all on the side of the band, all behind the band, but not inside the band. Well, they were knocking me down. Well, they didn't know, so they just were doing what they felt. So I just enjoyed it. I really did.
We've encountered musicians from all walks of life, you know, from these jazz elite artists to, you know, drummers whose ancestry goes back to the Congo. You have all of these musicians living side by side, impacting one another. You can't ignore the sounds of the drum. You know, you can't ignore the rhythms of life here. Everywhere we go, we're greeted with, you know, my brother. Like New Orleans, music is in the womb.
And I am very pleased. I made this journey. It's been a wonderful experience, and really, it has really completed my dream. But that doesn't mean I want to leave now. I still want to live long.
That's the Preservation Hall Jazz Band performing in Havana. You can see some photos of them there at studio360.org. Thanks to Marissa Neff for bringing us that story.